Now, news today that the music streaming giant Spotify is to lay off around 1,500 employees globally, or 17% of its headcount, to bring down costs. It follows 800 redundancies earlier this year. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has more on this. Now, Brian, as I understand it, Spotify is, unlike a lot of tech companies, profitable. Certainly, people in the music industry complain that it's profitable at their expense. What's going on?
It's profitable, Brian, but it's not hugely profitable, and we'll come to that in a moment. But first off, to give you those numbers, as you said, they're very, very large. 1,500 job losses, which is 17% of its 9,000 headcount, and it follows on from 600 job cuts in January of this year and a further 200 layoffs in June. And as I said, it's a company that has struggled to make big profits in the past, but at the moment it's doing okay financially. It did make a profit in the third quarter of this year, which was helped by price hikes in its streaming services and big growth in subscriber numbers. The company's forecasting that its number of monthly listeners will soon reach 601 million. But despite this, and despite the fact that it's looking good on paper, Spotify says it's still spending too much money and has to cut its costs. The company's chief executive, Daniel Ek, said that the 1,500 job costs may sound surprisingly large given the recent strong performance. But he said while they are more productive, they are less efficient. He said they still have too many people dedicated to supporting work rather than generating work with any real impact. He said that in 2020 and 2021, they hired a lot of staff due to the lower cost of capital. But he said right now, economic growth has slowed dramatically. Capital has become more expensive. And he said Spotify is not immune to those realities.
What about the potential impact on Spotify employees here? How many people does it employ? And what would this sort of reduction in numbers, 17%, equate to?
Yeah, so in terms of Spotify's Irish operations, Brian, last year in April it announced that it would open a content moderation base in Dublin, and at the time it started recruiting staff for a trust and safety team which would monitor content to ensure that podcasts and other material on the platform complied with Spotify's guidelines. In October last year, Spotify announced that it had bought an Irish-based company called Kinzen. Now, this company was helping it to identify this harmful content on the platform. Kinzen was founded by journalists Mark Little and Áine Kerr. Today, I asked Spotify how many people exactly in Ireland it employs right now and how many of them will be impacted by today's job loss announcement. I'm afraid they were a bit vague in the answer, Brian. The company declined to give details, a spokesperson simply saying that it will not be giving out numbers on a region-by-region basis.
Thanks very much indeed, Brian O'Donovan. After the break, a less than wholehearted welcome on the mat for people who use guide dogs and assisted dogs.